And I asked myself, what is one simple, and the key here is simple, but what is one simple thing that I could do that would move me up 1 point? So if I put a four on something, I'm not trying to get to a 10 tomorrow, right? Because I'm probably going to burn out. It'll probably be too much and it's not going to be sustainable. And that's hard for me because efficiency, productivity, loving me wants to go from four to 10, right? But I've learned over time, four to 10 ends you right back at four, maybe even sliding down to a three.
Welcome to the Secrets of Supermom show, where we explore how successful, busy moms battle overwhelm, beat burnout, and stay happy in the process. I'm your host, Lori Oberbreckling, wife, mom of four, corporate executive, photographer, and author of the book Secrets of Supermom, how extraordinary moms succeed at work and home, and how you can too. Hey, hey, friend, welcome to episode number 162 of the Secrets of Supermom show. Happy Year. Welcome to 2024. I hope that you are waking up today excited for the year ahead with big goals and big dreams and a whole lot of hope. And if you're waking up with maybe a little less steam than that, a little less energy than that, that's cool too. And that's exactly why I created this series and why I have a workshop this weekend just for you. So if you're listening in for the first time today, we started the series on December 28th. And all the way through January 4th, we have a new guest every single day sharing with us how to plan your best year ever. So over these 8 days, we are hearing from 8 different experts on time management, productivity, planning, goal setting, and they are sharing with us how to personally plan their best year ever, how they personally do it, and how you can do it too. So get ready. You are going to feel inspired. You're going to feel motivated. After every interview, I have taken some actions. I've done some notes. I've started to do some assessments and really am just getting so much out of this. So I know y'all will too. If you missed those first few episodes, you can head back. So you can find any of the episodes by going to your favorite podcast player and just going back, or you can head to secretsofsupermom.com/158. Episode 158 is what kicks us off with Anna Dearman Koronick. Episode number 159 has Tony Amayembe. Episode number 160 is Maria Maldonado Smith. And episode number 161 is Chelsea Neumeyer. So you can head back to any of those just using that backslash and you can catch up on any of the episodes you might have missed. So today, Leah Remele joins us and she is really sharing how to do less but better. She shares her personal life assessment that she uses and provides a link for us too, which is awesome. How she uses this combined with a massive wall calendar to plan out her best year ever. Friends, if you love this episode and this series, I would sure love for you to share it with a friend. We need more moms out there hitting big goals without the guilt, without the overwhelm. I am super excited to bring Leah back to the show. She's been with us before, and I know you're going to love her once again. Y'all, before we dive into the show, I have a special treat for you. After this amazing podcast series ends, I have a mega workshop for you on January 7th. It is called, you guessed it, How to Plan Your Best Year Ever, and it walks you through a step-by-step plan combining tried and true methods with some of the strategies from our brilliant guests to plan your very best year. You can grab your seat right now at www.secretsofsupermom.com/plan. This workshop is absolutely for you if you want to start saying no to things that don't light you up this year. You want to feel more organized and less overwhelmed in 2024. You want more time for you. You want to set a big goal and actually reach it. You want to better manage your time and your energy. You want to live this year feeling peace and happiness, ready for even bigger things. Let's make 2024 the year you find a purpose, create a plan, and crush it. I cannot wait to see you there. Let's get on with the show. Hey, hey, friends. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited that Leah is here with me today. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me back. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I am so excited for this series. I think I told you I did it about 2 years ago. And then last year, we just did this refresher version. And I said, I want to do it again. I love these interviews. I want to know what these women do to plan their best year ever. And it gets me really excited. So I literally do these interviews and then I'm taking notes and I'm writing things down and I'm planning my best year ever using the tips like right after I listen. So I hope that our listeners are feeling the same way, that they're hearing these things and going, oh, I have to do that right now. And they're making the notes and they're writing it down and they're getting just so excited for this year to come. So before we dive in, I want to dive in immediately, but first tell us if folks have not heard you before, if they didn't hear you the first time you were on, tell us who you are. Tell us why you do what you do. Tell us about your family. Tell us all the things.
You got it. Okay. So I am Leah Remmelay and I am a systems strategist. I help time-starved entrepreneurs experience time freedom. That's the simplest way to put it. We help them by putting in systems and automations, optimizing, organizing workflows, everything they need in their business so that we can step away from our businesses, but our businesses will keep running. They'll keep being profitable. They'll keep taking care of our clients. And we can have that time freedom and not just feel like we have to be in it 24/7. I made that mistake at the beginning where I really felt like in order to be successful, I was supposed to always be on and I burned out and I needed to find a better way because I wanted to be a great business owner, but I also wanted to be a great mom and wife and friend and all the other things. And I wasn't because there just wasn't enough of me to go around. So by putting in these systems, just simple stackable systems, I was able to pull myself out of my business more so that I could work part-time hours, but keep my full-time income. And that's what I help entrepreneurs do every single day.
Yes. And I love it so much because you are so strategic with all of this that you really are getting the same amount of things done in less time. You're so smart with it. And isn't that what we all want? So many of us don't want to let go of the getting things done, right? We don't want to slow everything down, but we certainly can't go at the speed we're going. We are exhausted. We're tired. We are ready to quit, right? Some of us. And so we need that. We need a better way. And you are the better way. And I love it so much.
Thank you. No, that's exactly it. I love efficiency. Like efficiency might be one of my love languages to the point where I sometimes have to stop myself and be like, Leah, it is not about being efficient right now. Because even when I'm like having family time, I'm like, how do we make this more efficient? And I'm like, no, you're supposed to just be, right? Yes. I love efficiency. And I love productivity. Like I love being productive. I love being efficient. And so I didn't want to slow any of that down. Like I still wanted to make my impact. I still wanted to grow. I still wanted to do big things. I just needed it to be more strategic and less throwing things all the time, hoping things would stick, figuring out the right things, putting them in the right order so that I could basically work less, but better.
I love it. I love it so much. Less, but better. And listen, y'all. So you can probably already tell why I was so excited to invite Leah to be here for our How to Plan Your Best Year Ever series, because she is all about strategy. So when planning your best year ever, I want you to get to be strategic. I want you to get to learn from her because she is amazing with this. And like, wouldn't it be awesome if you could do all the things that you wanted to do this year because you had the strategy and the systems to make it happen? Magic. Hello, magic. So Leah, I love to start everybody off with the exact same question. And that is, when you're planning your best year ever, where do you start?
Okay. So I start the same way every single year. I have been for years, and it is with a clarity map and my assessment test. And so that sounds like it's like you could pass or fail. You can't. So the clarity map, I have basically broken down the key areas. So growth, finances, my marketing, just all these different areas. And I go through and I do the work and I check where everything is. I think it's so important for us to know where we were last year. And that's as simple as, what did I like about last year? What did I honestly not like about last year? What do I want to change? What frustrations did I keep running into? What things kept creating friction in my life? So I'm looking at all of that. I'm looking at, just going through all these different worksheets and questions that I have. And I ask myself all of those. And then I have this assessment test. And I like to actually do the assessment. I like to do it once a quarter, but I definitely think it's critical to do it once a year. And I have an entire podcast episode on the Balancing Busy podcast that walks people through this assessment. So I'll make sure I give you that link.
Amazing.
So that people can actually go through this. But essentially, it's the 8 categories of life. Okay. So it's everything from spirituality to finances to your marriage and just all the different things that matter for us. And I rate myself 1 to 10. 1 is I am a abysmal failure. I want to crawl under me a rug and never come out. 10 is, oh my gosh, I'm so freaking good. I should write the book. I probably have written the book, right? Like, cause you're that good. And I rate in every single area. And then what I do is I go through and I look at all of them and I start with the ones where I'm the lowest. Mm. And I ask myself, what is one simple, and the key here is simple, but what is one simple thing that I could do that would move me up 1 point? So if I put a 4 on something, I'm not trying to get to a 10 tomorrow, right? Because I'm probably going to burn out. It'll probably be too much and it's not going to be sustainable. And that's hard for me because efficiency, productivity, loving me wants to go from 4 to 10, right? But I've learned over time, 4 to 10 ends you right back at 4, maybe even sliding down to a 3. Yes. But if I go from 4 to 5, and I say, okay, what's one thing I could do that would get me from a 4 to a 5? And then I decide what that's going to be. And I put in all kinds of triggers and systems. I mean, anything I can do to make sure that I'm going to be successful, that I'm going to remember to do the thing. And then I'll review a month from then and I'll say, okay, how do I get from a 5 to a 6 now? Right. And I'll add in the next thing. And so I'm just using these very simple building blocks to improve every single area of my life. And so between my clarity map and my assessment, I'm able to look backwards to figure out what I liked and didn't like and shift. I'm able to start mapping out what my goals are for the next year. And then the final thing that I do is I take this big giant calendar. We have it available in our shop, but it's this giant, just like 20 by 30, huge calendar. And I have one that is my marketing calendar and then one that's the family calendar. So I print 2 of them. It's really easy to just go to like Office Depot and print these. You do it as the blueprint style. So it's like $3 or $4. And so I will print one for each area of my life. So my marketing plan, I've made my financial goals. I've written out all these things I want to do. And I start mapping it into this giant calendar. So, you know, maybe I'm like, oh, I know I want to do a Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So I put that in and we typically do this big promotion called 12 Days of Gifts in December. And so I map that in and I know I'm going to do a launch in, let's say, September and then one in May. And so I map those in and I just start being able to see what all I'm trying to accomplish for the year. And then I reverse engineer backwards. So what I'm looking for is okay, if I'm doing a launch, let's say May 1st, I know that I probably need 12 weeks to get all of the material ready, get everything in place, make sure that the course is freshened up or whatever I'm trying to do. And I don't want it to be this horrible, I'm going to, you know, do several all-nighters to get this launch. So instead I reverse and I'm like, okay, 12 weeks back, I'm going to start here. Then at week 10, then week 8, then week 6. And I work it until it's like go time, 0 minus 1 day. And I've got everything ready. So that's how I do the marketing calendar side. And then for the family side, it's basically the same thing, but I'm looking to put in all the fun. So I get the kids' school calendars. I put in all the school breaks. I put in any family reunions or family vacations we want to do. I put in the fun things that I actually want to have happen in our life that if I don't put them in there, then all the other stuff just fills up our lives. And you look back and you're like, dang it, I was going to be fun mom. And I don't know what happened.
Yes, it's so true. When you don't plan in advance for those fun things, you're right. Everything, the time will get filled with something, no matter what it is, right? The year that I had the most amazing experience with my family is we planned a trip a quarter. We planned a concert a quarter. We literally went through and mapped all that out at the very beginning of the year. So it felt like there was always something to look forward to, always something to be excited about, always something coming up for us. And it wasn't like that before. before. And it just really changed things and said, okay, I'm doing this every year. I'm going to plan for the fun, because you're right. The time will get filled no matter what.
Yes. And that's exactly it. I think we've all had that experience where summer ends or the holidays end and you think, oh, there were so many things I wanted us to go do. What happened? And the thing is that's going to be our experience every time if we don't get intentional. And what's beautiful is that all that means is just scheduling it in, right? Scheduling in the concerts, scheduling in the family trips, scheduling in the fun. I love at the beginning of the summer to look for what are all the really fun things that are happening in our community, like the outdoor movie night, right? That's so fun, or the farmer's market, or whatever things might be going on. And I just start plugging them in. And it doesn't mean we're going to do all of it, but then it's not going to be like Saturday and I'm thinking, shoot, last night there was that movie in the park and I missed it, right? I'm getting these alerts and these reminders to help me make sure that the things that are going to be the memory makers actually happen.
Yes. And I love that so much because yes, you're right. That if we don't plan for them, then they might not happen. And then you think, oh, I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have put that in the calendar. I wish I would have thought ahead on that. And really it's just about a little bit of planning, right? You're not getting all crazy about it. You're just going, huh, I've got this new calendar. I'm going to map some things in here to make this the year that I want it to be. I want to go way back to the very beginning when you said your clarity map. So you are looking at these areas of your life and you're asking yourself about the previous year, because I think this is an area that I am very guilty of skipping, right? And I think for too long, I skipped it and realized that I kept repeating things that I didn't actually love because I had done them the year before. And mm-hmm. if I would have taken even a tiny minute to go, how did that feel? Did I like that area of my life? I probably would have gone, oh, heck no. And I would have canceled that thing. I would have taken that out of my life. And so I want to start with that because you go through this whole exercise where you're looking at the clarity of all these other areas of your life so that you can find these tools, right? There are these clues about where things are awesome and you want to keep going and where things maybe were not awesome and you want to make the change.
Yes, exactly. So one of the biggest things for me is I am about doing what works and having zero guilt for letting go of what doesn't work. The only way we can do that is if we were tracking. We have to have some form of numbers. We have to have something that we can see that helps us to know, like, oh, that really big thing that I worked on and put so much time into, turns out the income that it produced, or maybe the amount that it added to my email list, it was pretty small. That actually maybe isn't my best place to spend my time and energy. You also start to recognize these areas where you didn't think much was happening there, but you're looking and you're like, oh, wow, that actually added a ton to my income or to my email list. Just using my email list as an example, I'm really careful about segmenting. So every single opt-in, every single different thing, it has its own, it's coming in and it's getting marked. So I can look and see, oh, these people are coming from this and these people are coming from that. And I will completely admit that the things that I typically think are going to just blow up and be amazing usually are not. And the thing that was often like the easiest, I threw it together, I didn't think, you know, too much of it, kill it. And I'm like, really? Really? But that has been the case. But I would never know that if I didn't look at the numbers. Because in my mind, that thing that took so much time and was so hard, that's the thing that's producing all the results. And it's not until I look at the numbers that I realize I'm totally wrong. And so this is about like less but better. If I look back and I look at, you know, my revenue for every quarter and what the income streams were and how they came in, and here's what's beautiful. Then I go look at that big giant marketing calendar that I made and I can see, oh, gee, August was incredible. What were we doing in August? And I'm looking right at the marketing calendar and I can see what we did. So it starts painting this picture for me where I can see what worked, what didn't. And then I get to let go of all the stuff that didn't work. And the stuff that did work, I can do again. But now I'm going to be even better at it because now I've got experience and it's going to be, you know, that much faster for me to implement it and get it in place.
Yes, it'll be easier and it'll be better. You can explode it and it's going to be easier because you already have this sort of template that you know works because you've done it.
Exactly.
I love that. And then you've got that extra time to be able to map in those fun things, the exciting things, the fun things with your family, all of those things.
Yes.
I want to also ask you a question about your rating scale. So I love how you talked about this because you said, I'm not trying to go to a four from a four to a 10. So I think that a lot of us do this at the beginning of the year, especially in health, right? We might rate ourselves right around four, right? Maybe we have we gained our holiday 10 and we maybe haven't moved off the couch in weeks and we are feeling real gross and we're like, okay, I'm going to drink all the water and I'm going to eat all the healthy foods and I'm not going to have a single gram of sugar and I am going to work out every single day, sometimes three times a day. Like we get a little psycho, right? We get 100%. Very intense because we are saying, oh my goodness, I'm a four. How dare I be a four? I need to be a 10. Instead of like you said, oh my goodness, I'm a four. What would make me a five? If I were to rate a five, if I would have been thinking, what would have given me that five? And I say, I just want to drink all the water every day, right? Like I've been so dehydrated. I've had all the alcohol, right? Or all the coffee and not all of the water. And now I want to have all the water. And that would make me a five. Then I get to say, okay, all I have to do is water right now. And then I get to stack on that, that next habit, that thing that takes me to a six, right? This is what you're saying, that it's these little things. It's not the big overhaul.
Yes, that's exactly. So something that I did this last year that I really enjoyed and I'm going to continue doing is I decided to really focus on small daily habits. So I am an all or nothing kind of person. I constantly joke that I'm trying to learn how to install the dimmer switch in me because I'm either on or I'm off. There is not a very solid in between with me. And so I am that person who goes, oh, I haven't worked out at all. I'm going to start doing an hour workout. I completely eat clean. I drink a gallon of water a day. And then 2 weeks later, I'm like sitting on the couch calling, you know, I'm like, I'm done and I want nothing to do with it. And so I tried to make some shifts and say, okay, how can I focus on small daily things that I can check? And I know that there's power in getting to check something because I get that burst of serotonin that's saying, oh, good. Good on you. You're a finisher, right? And so I just downloaded a simple app. I think it's called Habit Tracker, and I'm able to actually tick and say that I did it. And I get to see my streaks too, right? So I can see, oh, here's how many days I've done this. And so I put things like drinking my body weight in water, in ounces. I put that I was going to work on my Spanish every single day. I put that I really wanted to do family history every single day. And it's so fun to see. I think today I'm on day 345 because that is, you know, how close we are. And so it's really fun to see this. And what's awesome is that a lot of us have an identity that we believe we are not a finisher. We believe that we are not someone who follows through. And, you know, that really hurts us when we're trying to set ourselves up for the best year ever, but secretly you're harboring this identity of I'm not someone who finishes. I'm not someone who can be counted on. You're already doubting your ability. And by taking these very, very small incremental steps and saying, okay, I'm just going to do this every single day. And I don't beat myself up if I miss a day. I just give myself permission to like, okay, that's right. Start tomorrow. Fresh again. And maybe I can do that makes sense. And maybe I just, I'm going to start again, but I just keep trying to make this incremental, you know, this concept of 1% better type of progress. And it's amazing because I start to change not only how I'm feeling about, you know, let's say it's health and, you know, I've gone from a four to a five, but I'm also shifting my identity in that I'm now somebody who drinks water. I'm now somebody who goes for a walk every day. I'm now somebody who exercises daily. I'm now somebody who finishes and who is that person who does the thing. And so I'm able to really transform two parts of me, both this identity that says I am a finisher. I'm somebody who drinks water or exercises every day or whatever it might be. And I'm actually doing these great things for my body. So I like to just look for small things. I'm asking myself, okay, what can I do that would that would give me one more point. And then I decide how much time I need in that thing. Let's say it's drinking water, right? Like, let's say I'm like, okay, I'm going from a 4 to a 5. I'm going to start drinking water. And I say, that is my goal for 1 week. 1 week, I'm going to start drinking water. Now I'm going to keep drinking that water, but in a week, I'm going to put a little appointment with myself in my calendar for 10 minutes that says, now that you're at a 5 with your water, what could you do to get to a 6? And then I'm going to stack the next thing. Now, maybe it's something a little bit bigger. And I'm like, you know, I probably need a month to get into this. Maybe I'm trying a new workout program, but I've decided I'm not going for the crazy one. I'm doing a 20-minute workout, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this 20-minute workout for the next 30 days. And it's really a 90-day program. So I'm going to be doing it 3 months. But in 30 days, I'm going to check in with myself and be like, now could I add, I am maybe removing soda or something, right? And I'm gonna try removing that. So I'm just looking for these opportunities where I can continue to grow at my pace as it works for me. And here's the other thing. If you give yourself an assignment and you just can't make it happen, like it's not coming together, do not beat yourself up. It was bigger than 1 point. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
If you're not following through, it's bigger than 1 point. So you need to figure out, how do you simplify that? Like, how do you go back and you say, okay, if I thought that was 1 point, what is the half a point version, right? What is one half of that? And then work with that and see if that will be that magic piece that allows you to get that consistency.
This is just the perfect advice, because when I think back to all the things that I have been successful at, right? The big changes I've made in my life and been successful, every single time it's been exactly what you're talking about. A very small thing that I did consistently, and then added the next small thing that I did consistently. Anytime I can think of that I was like, huge overhaul, here we go. I cannot think of a single time that I actually made it to the end and had changed my life. I was just, like you said, right back at the beginning. And this and all the small changes are what have added up to those big changes that I see. At least now it feels like a big change, but there was no big step. It was all just little tiny blocks all along the way.
Yes, that is exactly. If we can just get ourselves to believe that 1% better is as powerful, if not more powerful, than trying to go 100% all at once, because 100% usually brings us back to where we started. And 1%, we really do make that 1% incremental change. And then we just keep adding. And it doesn't take long to look back and go, wow, I cannot believe how much better I feel. And you think about, you know, I'm doing this in multiple categories, right? And so if I try to do a major overhaul on 3 or 4 areas of my life, I guarantee you it is not going to happen. But if I'm looking at this 1%, this 1 point incremental change, I can probably do 2 or 3 categories of my life and be able to consistently keep them all going. And I'm feeling so much better, because now these areas that have been, they've been a point of contention. They've been making me feel bad because I know I'm not living up to my potential and to the version of me that I want to be. Now I'm making progress, and I'm not just making progress in my health, but I'm making progress in my marriage, and I'm making progress with my home, and I'm making progress with my finances or whatever it might be. And so I'm like, wow, look at me. This is amazing, but it's not daunting.
It's not overwhelming, and everything feels like it's moving forward at the same time.
Yes.
So good. Leah, I want to ask you some things that we want to ask all of our guests. And the very first question is, when do you feel most like a supermom?
When I make dinner. I mean, honestly, like, I'm not even gonna lie, that's when it is. So I teased about this. I think we actually talked about this on the last episode I was on, where I talk about, like, I have this entire system for dinner so that we have dinner as a family without me really having to cook most nights. I only cook 1 to 2 nights a week, but we sit down and we eat dinner. And it's amazing. It works for us, because before that, every night I'd come out of my office when the kids are coming home and I'd have no plan for dinner. I'd be like, oh my gosh. And I just feel horrible. But like last night, I made ham and potato soup, and my daughter made French bread, and, you know, we're sitting down and my son is like, Mom, thank you so much. I love this dinner. This is one of my top 3 favorite dinners you make. And I totally felt like supermom. I'm like, Look at us. We are so Hallmark movie amazing right now. You know, like I just had this moment where it felt so good. So I'm going to say that is probably when I feel the most super mom is like, I'm making dinner, the house is clean, everybody's around. And it's like, this is what it's all about. This is the magical moments that I'm going to look back, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now and say, those were my favorite moments of my life.
Oh, love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. We also love to ask, what is one small step busy moms can do today to get started? So if they can only do one thing, what could they start?
It's going to be, I'm going to say the daily habit. I'm going to say, pick one thing that has been causing frustration for you. One thing that you're like, I wish I did a better at this, and just choose to do it. And if you don't know what that one thing should be, then I'm just going to make the suggestion that that one thing should be planning your day before your day starts. Just sit down and give yourself a few minutes to say, how do I want this day to go? What are the top three things that if I got these done, even if everything else falls apart, I'm going to feel good about the day. And if I could do this day over again, how would I do it differently? But I'm asking that at the beginning of the day so that I have a chance to frame that day and set my intention so that I don't have to have that regret. And so just setting yourself up for success by planning your day before it starts, I think that single habit can change your life.
Everything. It can change everything. I love it. I love it. Leah, tell us where we can find you.
Okay. So Balancing Busy Podcast. If you loved what I've shared and you want to hear more things about how to balance the busy, Balancing Busy Podcast for sure. And balancingbusy.com will bring you to all of my free resources. It will bring you to my website, all of those things. And then on social media, this one's a little trickier, but my handle is my name. So it's Leah Remmelay. If you can text yourself really quick, you can text LEAHREMILLET.com or nope. That'll get you to my website, but just the Leah Remmelay. That'll be my Instagram handle. We have some amazing resources on the website. And so, they can go find all of that there.
I love it so much. Oh, you are so wonderful. And I loved all these tips. I know that our super moms are going to use them and be ready to plan their best year ever. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Y'all, didn't I tell you these episodes were going to be fire? If you loved this and you want to hear another episode, tune in tomorrow. Yes, you do not have to wait a whole week. Every day this week, we're coming back live with you to share how to plan your best year ever.
Thanks for listening to the Secrets of Supermom show. It doesn't have to end here. Head over to secretsofsupermom.com and take the quiz to find out your personalized supermom superpower. Or if you want to hang out in the next best thing to real life, join me at Secrets of Supermom on Facebook or Instagram. Big hug, y'all.